all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Say, there is this guy named Gary Smith. No Gary Smiths in the group, right? Just an imaginary guy, a normal guy. Gary Smith, he works, married, has a family. And let's say you're one of his friends. You know him down at the bowling alley. You know, you're in the same bowling team with him. And it's Gary's birthday, so they're having a surprise party for him, and everybody's getting together at Gary's house to have this party, you know. His people from his work are going to come. He's a boss of his place there. And you know, his kids are going to be there. His wife, his sister comes in from out of town. All there at the party, standing around, telling stories and talking about Gary Smith, you know. And you're at this party and you're hearing all the different talk about Gary and you're starting to get a little confused because you're hearing all this different stuff, right? His kids say, oh yeah, Dad loves Disney. You're like, Gary Smith loves Disney? It doesn't, you know him at the bowling alley, doesn't fit. And then his wife talks about how religious he is and he goes to church and you're saying, Gary Smith? Right? It's another part of his personality that you really weren't aware of. And his sister says, you know, how shy he is and quiet. And you're saying, well, at the bowling alley, you know, you can't shut him up. He's just talking all the time. And so, you know, you get all these different parts of his personality. And the people that work with him say, you know, oftentimes he's, you know, he's very stern and strict at work. And you're saying, well, doesn't seem like, you know, Gary Smith. And you think, before the party, I really thought I knew him. But now it's like, I don't know, even know if I know Gary at all. In our Old Testament lesson, the Lord, speaking through Jeremiah, talks about how we, as his people, come to know him. And he says, no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and will remember their sin no more. The Lord says everyone is going to know him. But he says, starting off, the question is how? How are they going to know the Lord? And he says, no longer will each one teach his neighbor, saying, know the Lord, but they will know him. So the Lord says, you're not going to know me through academics, through learning books, from being taught, right? Neighbor is not going to teach another one to know the Lord. He says, that's not how it's going to be, right? So how do we know the Lord? There's could be lots of different ways, like Gary Smith, right? There's all these different ways you could get to know Gary. The same with God. You could say, well, I know the Lord. He's kind of like my boss. He gives me these commandments and these rules that I follow. And if I follow the rules, all that's all good and fine. And if I don't follow the rules, then he punishes me. And that's how I know the Lord. That's how I know God. You could say, God, sure. I know God. He speaks to me. I was driving in the car the other day. I heard a voice in my ear said 519. So I pulled over at the gas station and I bought a lottery ticket. 519. I played the lottery ticket and guess what? I won. I know God in this little voice. He gives me lottery numbers, right? Knowing God? Well, that's easy. I had a spiritual experience once. I was in my room. I felt God's presence all around me. I know God. He was in that experience. Or knowing God, sure, I know him. I asked him a prayer. He answered me. And that's how I know God. Hashtag blessed, right? I've been blessed. I know God in the good things that he does for me. There's all sorts of ways we might say that we know God, right? But now we're in Gary Smith land. Because all these ways of knowing God will end you up with a different kind of God. The God who you know as your neighbor teaches you about God is a different God from the one who whispers lottery numbers into your ears. Right? And so you'll end up with all these different pieces of God. Now, it's not that all these different ways are necessarily wrong. God certainly has the power. I mean, he knows what lottery number is coming next. And God is all powerful. So he certainly could whisper a lottery number in your ear. God is certainly able to answer your prayers, and in fact does answer your prayers, right? And God is sort of like a boss. He does have commandments and rules. But how do you know? How do you really know that you're knowing God in those things? It could be that, you know, you're just weird and you're not really hearing God's voice telling you 519 in the lottery tickets, right? Maybe you had a bad bologna sandwich and your mind's playing tricks on you. How do you know that that's really God? And how do you know, if you get an A+ on the catechism exam, that you really know the true and living God who made heaven and earth? How do we know that we know? You're going to go down the rabbit hole. The Lord says to the prophet Jeremiah, they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. How? He tells us. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. God promises that his people will know him in the forgiveness of their sins. You know, God does a lot of things. Causes the sun to rise, the earth to spin, grass to grow. But he hasn't promised to be in all of those places for us. He doesn't promise to speak to us or show himself. Certainly God is present in the forest, right? God is present among those trees. But he doesn't promise that if you go out into the forest and stand around for a couple of hours that he's going to speak to you. He's there, but he's not going to do anything for you or give himself to you or speak to you. He might, he could. But he doesn't promise to. He's never said that he would, right? God is present in a destructive hurricane or a tornado. That's God's doing. That's God's universe, God's world. But what kind of a God, what part of God would you learn if you went and looked for God in the tornado or in the hurricane? God has promised, and he has said, they will all know me, the least to the greatest, for I will forgive their sins and remember their iniquities no more. God says, that's where you know me. When I put away your sin. When I am merciful to you. When I forget your iniquities. God is known where he wants to be known. Where he has put his name. Where he has promised. And God has promised you will know me in the forgiveness of your sins. Which really means, in the end, that you know God in Christ. You want to know what God is like? You want to know a true picture of God? There's lots of pictures of God. But you want to know the one that's true, the one we can rely on? Look at the cross. Look at Jesus suffering for your sake. St. Paul says, we preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. God is, of course, everywhere. He's in your emotions. He's in wherever you want to say. But he gives himself And we can be sure and have confidence where he forgives our sins, where he is for us, where he has given himself and shows himself in mercy and grace in the person of his Son, who has taken our flesh, who's taken the punishment upon himself, who has died as our substitute. And it is there where God is known, where God reaches out and forgives my sins. He's known in that place. And by extension, where that forgiveness is given, where that forgiveness is shared, where we receive that forgiveness, is where we come to know God in the preaching of his word, in our baptism, in absolution, in the supper. In those places, we encounter Christ for us. We encounter the God who puts away our sins, and it is in those places where the cross is given to us and put on us, where we can have confidence, where we can have joy knowing God, because he forgives me. He has mercy on me. He forgets my misdeeds. It's not so much that we know God, but that we are known by him. Known by him, and that he acts on our behalf in mercy. In the end, God is not a science project. He's not a research paper. You can't know God by looking him up on Wikipedia. You can't know God by searching for him in this place and that place. You know God in being forgiven. You know God in being his child. You come to know God when God gives himself to you, receiving his mercy. God is not like Gary Smith. You know, you go to that party and you come out confused as to who Gary really is, multiple personalities. God is not like that. We can say with confidence and boldness, I know God, for I have been baptized. His Son, God himself in human flesh, has died for me. He placed himself in my place and took the punishment I deserve. And in that cross, I come to know the God of the universe, the creator of all things. For that God has forgiven my iniquities and has forgot all my sins. May we always know that God as Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.